This is I Just Can't Wait to Be Clean, a Bandom fanfic written by The Fic is a Lie, read by Miss Marina 95. This fic is rated G and contains no pairings and many, many people from Bandom. Summary. Spencer just wants a shower, but everyone else on the Warped Tour seems to prefer singing for some reason. It was so damn hard to find a shower on the Warped Tour. Spencer Smith had heard horror stories from people who'd gone and barely been able to shower the entire time. In preparation for the summer, he'd cut his hair short, but a week was too long to go without showering. Too long. Spencer was determined. He was going to find a shower. He was going to find one if he had to walk over to the nearest hotel and rent a room just to shower. "You don't have to do that," the woman at the front desk informed him. "We've already got a room just for the members of your tour. 262. Spencer beamed and paid the admission fee, an autograph. He'd brought all of his showering things, and inside the room, he quickly stripped and practically dove into the steaming water. It was hot outside, but cold was not the way to go for showers. The only way to really do it was to crank the heat up. He wasn't planning on being too long, but the water was really invigorating. He sighed, then tapped his fingers on the wall. Soon, he was humming the intro sequence to I Just Can't Wait to Be King. I'm gonna be a mighty king, so enemies beware. Well, I've never seen a king of beasts with quite so little hair. Spencer jumped. That hadn't been his voice answering him. That sounded an awful lot like John Walker. Don't stop. Where was his towel? Spencer, don't stop. I'm gonna be the main event, Spencer sang. There was a chuckle that sounded an awful lot like Brendan. Get it? Because main is hair, but it's also main, like, main event. Boy, Disney just slays me. Like no king was before. I'm brushing up on looking down, Ryan crooned. What was happening? Spencer had just been trying to get some time to himself. Could they not hear the water? At least the glass was that foggy, ripply substance that couldn't be seen through. I'm working on my... Spencer sang, and they all roared in unison. There was a sniff. Thus far, I rather, Pete drawled. An inspiring king. Patrick sang the riff. Spencer grinned. Oh, I just can't wait to be king. No one sang do this, Gabe sang. No one I said that, Pete snapped. No one sang be there. William, probably with Gabe's arms around his shoulders, chimed in, his voice a fairly impressive imitation of Nala's. What I meant was, Pete said. No one sang stop that, Spencer sang. What you don't realize, Pete. His voice even sounded like Zazu's. Everyone chimed in at, No one saying, see here. Pete stomped his foot. Now see here. Free to run around all day, Suarez sang, his voice cutting through the others with remarkable clarity. That's definitely out. A voice Spencer didn't recognize sang the harmony to Suarez's. Free to do it all my way. Pete harumphed. Think it's time that you and I arranged a heart-to-heart. Kings don't need advice from little hornbills for a start, William crooned. If this is where the monarchy is headed, count me out! Patrick was still busy doing all the instrumental parts, and Brendan was helping him out, their voices melding together like two precious metals. Out of service, out of Africa, I wouldn't hang about. This child is getting wildly out of wing. Pete laughed, because Zazu, at this point, falls off a waterfall. Oh, Spencer started up again. I just can't wait to be king. Everybody look left. Those who didn't have a specific part were now the background chorus. Suarez, the voice who Spencer suspected was Nate, Ryan, John, Gabe, and Ryland. Everybody look right, William sang. Everywhere you look, I'm... Spencer, alone, and then everyone, with a harmony so vivid that it reminded him of the movie. Standing spotlight! Not, Pete snapped, yet. Let every creature go for broke and sing. Let's hear it in the herd and on the wing. It's gonna be King Simba's finest fling. Everybody sang, and William got the whoa yeah part down. Spencer was beaming, so into it now. Oh, I just can't wait to be king. Oh, he just can't wait to be king. Everyone answered. Oh, I just can't wait. Wait. Gabe sang, his voice a little muffled from where it was probably buried in William's shoulder. Wait. William countered, just higher than Gabe. Wait. Brendan hit the note, and Spencer wished he was out there, seeing everyone's faces. With pants on. To be king. There was a cacophony of melody, harmony, and animal noises, as well as several people falling on the floor. Gabe laughed, and they all followed until Spencer finally turned off his water. He said, voice breaking through the chatter. Can somebody hand me my towel? The end. Quick reader's note. So this was supposed to be for my Recordific Cold Square on my Podfic bingo card, but as you probably guessed, this took a lot longer than one recording to do. I had to record it like 3 or 4 times before I liked kind of how it came out, mostly. I didn't realize how much singing there would be in it, and it was so much fun, but I'm not a fantastic singer, and I especially cannot do Zazu's parts to save my life. And I got a little high pitched there, kind of. So I'm sorry if that hurt to listen to. It kind of hurt me to record it at some points, but it was so much fun, and I hope you guys enjoyed it anyways. And I guess I'm gonna use it for my Read with a Smile card or square, because I could not stop smiling the whole time I recorded it. So, I hope you enjoyed it and it wasn't too painful. And, thank you.